by Tanner Gray, our champion in pro stock here at the AAA of Texas NHRA Fall Nationals. Tanner is the current points leader in the pro stock category, and like some of our other winners up here, man, you guys have been setting the world on fire here in the countdown. I know it's not been easy. This was also obviously a hard-fought win, so let's talk through the weekend.
Yeah, we've been struggling with qualifying, it seems like, and really, for whatever reason, we've just been able to pull it out on Sunday. Some of it being luck, some of it just making good runs and beating the other guy in the other lane. Today we got lucky for sure in the semis. I made a mistake, and for whatever reason, I guess, when I saw him take off, I kind of just flinched and double clutched it and completely ruined the run. But it's awesome to have a group of guys that I have around me, that's able to take a car with no data in the semis after they wanted to try some different things and go and do what we did.
It's interesting to me in pro stock, obviously week to week, it's so incredibly tight. So you pulled the starting line every round knowing that you don't necessarily have 300s or 500s on somebody. It makes it a different kind of type of racing than the other categories. Talk about individual round pressure as opposed to the overall deal.
It seems like no matter if you're running someone who's as fast as you or that can let go with you, versus someone that maybe isn't as fast or maybe he's late on the trip, I feel like the pressure is still so big with either one of those guys. It makes it tough. That's where you just got to be able to buckle down and focus and worry about yourself and just crack the tree. And whatever happens, happens. That's kind of been my mentality. I feel like it's worked for me so far. I just need to maybe cut out the mistake in the semis, and it's been a really good day for me, but all in all, I can't be happier with the way we're running and the way it's going.
You're an MMA fan. You watched the fight last night.
Oh my gosh, man.
Do you bring any of that mentality to the racetrack, or do you learn anything from watching those guys, what they do, how they prepare, any of that stuff?
Well, I mean, I was sitting there and I was telling Dave and them, I'm like, Conor McGregor, like when he's sitting there in the ring and he sees Khabib walk in, that some part of him is like, damn, I might get my ass whooped. And I feel like it's the same thing out here. Like, you go up against someone like Jag or whatever, and you're capable of doing it. It's just, you just got to do it. And, you never know what the outcome is going to be. And so it makes it really interesting and stressful and everything else. But I think the guys who can block that out and, think of all the right things that they need to do rather than the wrong are the guys who you see rise to the top and ultimately become your champion.
Mom and Dad are here with you this weekend?
Yeah, no, they made an appearance. I think they're going to be at the rest of the races. My little brother's racing. Season's over, so I think they're going to try to come out to most, which all it is Charlotte, which is a home race, and then Vegas and Pomona. But, it feels good to have them back out here. It's a lot of fun getting a race with them and hang out with them. I think, the biggest thing that we're doing right over there right now is every one of us is having fun. We're making the most of the time the rest of the time we got together, and just having fun with it. I really and truly feel like, we're going to win the championship, and I think they do too. I feel very confident about it. Makes it awesome with everybody over there on the same page and have the same goal in mind. Not only me, but it gives me more confidence rolling up to the start line. After I messed up in the semis, the first person to come talk to me was Dave, and was like, look, dude, get it out of your head. It never happened. Just go up and do your thing. And that's what we did. It worked out. Did you watch that fight?
I watched highlights this morning.
That was crazy,
yeah,
man.
Was
they interviewed your dad, and he said he felt you had matured a lot since last year. Mm-hmm. Does this run of the championship feel any easier?
Definitely not any easier. I think I've definitely matured a lot personally and, behind the wheel. I feel like I'm able to make better decisions behind the wheel. rather than I was last year. But, you know, with that being said, last year was my first year. So, you know, I had all those – I've been able to take all the mistakes I made last year and learn from it and grow from it. I think the biggest thing that's helped me is I've matured more, like I said, personally, and, you know, been able to kind of keep my head on a little bit more straight than I was last year. You know, last year I'd kind of lose it sometimes, and, you know, don't get me wrong. I mean, I definitely still have the same passion for winning as I had last year. I just, I guess, harness it a little bit differently than I did. So, I think that's helped a lot. And, I think that contributes to all the guys that we have over there at Gray Motorsports that have just been behind me and picked me up when I'm down. And, you know, and then...
pretty much working with the same crew, aren't you?
Yep. Exactly the same guys, yeah. And not only have they been able to pick me up when I'm down, but they're able to bring me back down to reality when I'm up too high. So, you know, it's a cool relationship that everybody has over there. And, you know, I tell people all the time, you know, as far as drag racing goes, there's not another group of guys that I'd rather work with, a different crew chief that I'd want to be with. I mean, nothing. I mean, those guys are literally my best friends, and, you know, we have a good time doing this.
How important is it to you to win a championship before you move on to Nashville?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's very important. I mean, that's the only reason we're here. I mean, there's no point in even racing the countdown if that's not your goal. You know, you're just wasting money at that point, but... I mean, that's my number one priority, and you know, like I said, it's everybody over there has the same goal in mind, and I think that's what's making us click, you know, a little bit better this year. And it's funny, I mean, there's three races left. It's very unrealistic, but Dave at the banquet last year said that we'll have 10 race wins and a championship this year. We're 7 now, so I don't know. If something crazy happened, we ended up winning all three. That'd be pretty wild, but I don't know. There's a lot of tough guys out here, and I'd see that tough to make happen.
You mentioned the mental mistake right at the beginning of the 70s a couple of times there, but then the car shut off halfway down. Was that you just
that was me.
Down? Like, just did you see your wind light on? Like,
yep.
When you red light?
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, I saw him kind of take off the corner of my eye, and I just flinched, and then I swapped feet, and I was like, damn, I just red lit. And I guess it didn't register me right away that he had red lit.
Right.
And, you know, I stayed in it for a minute, and then I looked up, saw my light, and I'm like, damn, I'm just ripping the clutch out of it. So I just swap feed and shut everything off. And, you know, luckily I caught it in time. But, yeah, I mean, it's that was something that I was, you know, somewhat, like I said, I feel like I matured in the past. Like, you know, knowing, all right, I won, just shut it off. Don't rip the clutch out of it. Don't mess anything up. You know, last year I probably would have led to the other end just trying to make sure a number came up on the board. But, like I said, I think everybody out here is just a lot more thoughtful, and we just think a lot more about what we're doing rather than just doing it, I guess you could say. I don't know. I mean, we're just clicking. 19. April of next year.
We asked Jag if he thought that you were vulnerable this weekend because he qualified 7th. He said no, that you're having a hell of a year despite all the hype, and you've got a lot of racing under your belt, and usually on game day you find a way to win, which he said earlier. But he's got a lot of respect for you.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that respect is definitely mutual. I didn't know he said that. That's cool. You know, from my standpoint, you know, knowing someone that, like I've said, is probably the best ever come to the class is saying that. So, yeah, that's cool for me. You know, me and Jake have always gotten along. I can't think of a time that we didn't. You know, we race each other hard. Yeah, I know we both definitely think about what we're doing with each other up there. I know he watches me, and I definitely watch him. So, it makes for good racing.
What do you think winning a cowboy hat in addition to the Wally?
What was that?
Sorry. How do you like your cowboy hat in addition to the Wally?
Man, I like it. I was like, man, if there's one more race that I can win this year, if I was only going to get one, it'd be this one. I was like, I just want the cowboy hat. I was like, that thing would be sweet.
Yeah, you'll use it.
Yeah, I was like, well, I probably won't use it. I'll put it up on the trophy case and be able to look back. I mean, I love races that they give extra things besides the Wally. You know, like, I got to win Norwalk. That was awesome. I got the ice cream scoop. Got to win... Sonoma, they got the champagne bottle and the big wine glass thing. I won Seattle this year, and I was looking forward to that one because last year they did like a big like goblet thing that came up. It was pretty cool. Had like all the names of the past winners in it, but I guess it was an anniversary race, so they did something special. So I won that race and get out there. I'm like, where's it at? They're like, right there. Well, okay.